This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. Please view the PDF version at our website, revistes.ub.edu/reire. This is an open access article distributed under the Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License, which permits unrestricted use, distribution, and reproduction in any medium, provided the original work is properly cited. The authors of the article are Marta Gomez Puig and Alexandrina Stoyanova, Universitat de Barcelona, Spain. The year of publication is 2022. The title of the paper is Learning by Engaging, Using Active Learning Strategies in Higher Education. Abstract. The Universitat de Barcelona Research Group in Teaching Innovation GITAV organized the second international conference on experiences in active learning in higher education, which was held online on 5 November 2021. The aim of the conference was to provide a forum for high-quality research in teaching innovation in higher education, focusing on active learning methodologies. The event provided an excellent opportunity for lecturers from different universities to discuss their work in a relaxed atmosphere and to develop long-term collaborative relationships. Specifically, 12 papers were presented by authors from different Spanish universities: University of Salamanca, University of Cantabria, University of Navarra, University Juan Carlos I and University Carlos III, to name a few, who had the opportunity to share their experiences with other colleagues. Each session was followed by fruitful discussions among the participants. The keynote speech of the conference was given by Stephen Proud, who is currently the Director of Undergraduate Studies and a Reader in Economics Education in the School of Economics at the University of Bristol. Stephen Proud gave a very interesting talk entitled "What are the barriers to active learning in economics?" Keywords: active learning, flipped classroom, problem-based learning, peer instruction, higher education. Article: University educators increasingly recognize the value of active learning initiatives, that is, activities that engage students in the learning process as opposed to passive learning, such as sitting in a lecture hall and taking notes. The reason for this is that when students engage in active learning, such as working in a group to apply new knowledge, they are more likely to retain what they've learned. Indeed, numerous studies have shown that active learning strategies, such as the flipped classroom, collaborative and cooperative learning, peer instruction, and problem-based learning, PBL, facilitate a conceptual understanding of subject matter more effectively than traditional methods. However, there are also other benefits gained from actively engaging students in the learning process, including: 1. Building stronger connections between students; 2. Increasing the students' motivation and engagement; 3. Improving effective student-lecturer interactions; and 4. Giving lecturers insights into how well students grasp new concepts and progress in knowledge acquisition. For this reason, the Universitat de Barcelona UB Research Group in Teaching Innovation GITAV, funded under the project REDES 20-2486, organized the second international conference on experiences in active learning in higher education, which was held online on 5 November 2021. The aim of the conference was to provide a forum for high-quality research and innovation in higher education focusing on active learning methodologies. The event provided an excellent opportunity for lecturers from different universities to discuss their work in a relaxed atmosphere and to develop long-term collaborative relationships. Specifically, 12 papers were presented by authors from different Spanish universities: University of Salamanca, University of Cantabria, University of Navarra, University Juan Carlos I or University Carlos III, to name a few, who had the opportunity to share their experiences with other colleagues. Each session was followed by fruitful discussions among the participants. The keynote speech of the conference was given by Stephen Proud, who is currently the Director of Undergraduate Studies and a Reader in Economics Education in the School of Economics at the University of Bristol. Stephen Proud gave a very interesting talk entitled "What are the barriers to active learning in economics?" In order to promote future research and discussion on the value and implementation of active learning strategies in higher education and to encourage lecturers to use them in their teaching practices, the journal REIRE is publishing this special edition, which brings together some of the most relevant presentations from the conference. All the selected papers followed the double-blind peer review procedure before being finally accepted for publication. This special issue includes 4 articles out of the 12 papers presented at the conference. First, it includes a very interesting article written by the keynote speaker, Stephen Proud, entitled "If You Build It, Will They Come? A Review of the Evidence of Barriers to Active Learning in University Education." In his paper, Proud recognizes that the dominant method of teaching in economics is still the lecture, supported by chalk and talk methodologies, in part due to the educators' preferences, but also in part due to a range of different hurdles that make implementing more inventive active learning methodologies difficult, i.e. the structures and the spaces used for education in the 2020s are still very similar to the structures used at the advent of university education. However, there is a wealth of evidence that introducing active learning strategies, such as flipping the classroom, results in significant benefits for student outcomes. Therefore, this paper concludes that since active learning improves outcomes by engaging students with the material, and encouraging them to discuss and challenge the ideas they receive, there is an urgent need to consider where the barriers for active learning actually are, and actively work to remove these hurdles. Therefore, three more papers have also been included in this special edition. Leira Torres and others, 2022, examine the benefits of the new technologies that university professors used during the lockdown in Spain due to the COVID-19 pandemic, to assess the consolidation of some of these innovations in the future. Surprisingly, some of these new technologies fostered a more active attitude in students. González Sánchez and others, 2022, focus on a very specific active learning strategy, the service learning methodology. This methodology not only requires students to actively participate, but it also facilitates education for sustainable development, ESD. Finally, Abio and others, 2022, study peer interactions in the university classroom. Specifically, they evaluate the effects of teamwork, team-based learning, TBL, on individual academic performance. Although the strategies presented are very different, all of the studies agree that introducing activity and cooperation methodologies into the classroom is effective since it ensures that students actively engage in their learning as they interact with the topic by working on activities that reinforce knowledge, concepts and skills. More precisely, active learning strategies enhance the development of certain skills, such as critical thinking, collaborative working and problem solving, that are important throughout the student's education, both in school and at university, and are also necessary for successful professional development. We hope you will benefit from the papers in this special issue on active learning in higher education and that you will find them inspiring and useful for your teaching. This is the end of the article.